I invite you to listen carefully as I read the Christmas story. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Do you know how old I am? How? 49. 62. 38. 56. I'm 60 years old. That means for 60 years on Christmas Eve, I have either heard this story read or I have spoken to the church about it. And one reason that the church, young and old, never gets tired of hearing this story is it says that God did the most amazing thing. That God the Son came down the back steps of history and became a little baby who had to be fed by his mother and changed and learned all the things that you do. Now, if I went to your homes and asked your parents to pull out your baby pictures, what would you look like? You'd be short. You wouldn't be able to do much. And everything would have to be done for you. And not everyone else would think you were beautiful, but your parents would think you're the most beautiful child that was ever born. That night, Mary gave birth to Jesus, and the world was given new hope. And above all, we want you children to know the Lord. And the traditions of this church are intended to weld Christ deep into your heart. You're going to have a Merry Christmas this year. The Christmas season at this church begins anyway with this service of the hanging of the greens. So I want to thank you for your part of bearing witness to God's love for the world in Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to sit with you. I want you to pay careful attention as the choir sings the song of the angels.